Your main instrument on stage is your guitar, and I would like to know how and when you started to play it.
I started playing guitar when I was about 5. My mother had a little guitar, which we still have, and my father saw that I had an interest, so I started taking lessons when I was about 6 years old with a flamenco guitarist that used to play at the restaurant that my dad owned. But as soon as I learned 2 chords, I started making up music.
I would probably quite nervous if I was about to perform on stage. And how do you actually calm yourself and relax before you start playing?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, one is that I've been doing this for a while, so I'm very confident in whatever situation. I've played in situations where I was very nervous and come through it. That also helps. You know, the first time I played Carnegie Hall, I think I was really, really nervous. When you have those kinds of experiences, you can call back on those experiences if you get nervous. The other thing is, a lot of times nerves is in your head, you know. You think, oh, I'm nervous because there's 10,000 people. Well, what's the difference between 10,000 people and 10 people? Really, there's no difference.
Concerning your instruments, what you do on stage, you sing, you play the guitar, and you play on the bongos. You developed your own way of using your mouth as a vocal mouth trumpet.
Mm.
And is there anything yet that you would like to try out next?
That's really interesting. I mean, I don't know. I think the biggest thing for me is just to constantly, you know, be improving and to constantly be working on things. I go through different stages. Sometimes I go through stage where I write a lot and I try to improve my palette as a writer, my usage of metaphors. And then other times, like right now, I'm kind of in a phase where I'm trying to work on my guitar playing a lot.
And concerning your guitar playing, you developed your own way of playing the guitar. And I actually tried to cover some of your songs.
Yeah.
But it's so hard that I stopped playing after 1 minute because my finger starts hurting. And I wanted to know, how are you able to play this way for like 6 minutes? And do you have a secret trick or something like that?
A lot of times it's technique. Sometimes when your fingers hurt, it either means that you're just have to develop the calluses, or it means that perhaps you're doing something that is more that in a way that's more difficult than it has to be. You know, part of developing technique on the guitar is figuring out the most efficient way to move your fingers, you know, so that it doesn't hurt. But I think a lot of it is just, you know, getting used to it. It's like anything else.
How much time do you actually play the guitar during the day?
It's interesting. On the road, I practice a lot. I would say I average probably 4 hours a day on the road at least.
Wow. Yeah, okay. So that makes sense now.
I'm kind of a recluse, you know. I'm more interested in working on my technique than I am in walking around. That's just me.